Let's face it, culturally, I'm out of it. I'm talking, of course, about the current phenomenon of vampires. Vampire books, vampire TV series, vampire films, vampire comic books, magazines. I'm not interested in any of it. At least I didn't think I was until I saw an interview with Anne Rice, queen of the vampire cult, who said that all of us know real-life vampires. They're the people, she says, who try to drain our lives out of us. Drain us of our money, our time, our energy. Now that's creepy. I know lots of those. But what about the fictional version? What is it about vampires that fascinates us? The excitement of coming close to danger, like children running to touch a haunted house? Is it the fun of dancing with fear and evil and the supernatural and death? Nothing quite like the thrill of fright to get that adrenaline surging. Now here's a little vampire history. Dracula, the most famous vampire, was introduced in 1897 by Irish author Bram Stoker. But from the earliest time, vampire literature existed long before that, and it always had, or often had, an erotic edge to it. The concept of losing oneself, dare we say, surrendering to another person. Now, in Stoker's book, Dracula cannot enter a house unless he's been invited. Ah, then we bring this risk on ourselves. Modern critics now recognize that vampires are hot as romantic heroes, and no wonder. They're usually handsome, impeccably dressed, wealthy, and often conflicted by both lust and conscience. What woman wouldn't be drawn to that? But Dracula wasn't the first vampire in literature. The concept appeared in the 1700s. Then in 1819 came a vampire book inspired by the life of Lord Byron. And in 1872, there was a book about a lesbian vampire named Carmilla. Some say that the vampire literature of the Victorian era is a veiled reference to the disease, blood, and death that was prevalent at the time in tuberculosis and syphilis. And now, the vampire genre has exploded with young adult fiction. Surprisingly, a number of vampire book authors are Oklahomans, or have set their books in Oklahoma. I was standing in line at Borders when I overheard a girl talking on her cell phone to a friend about a book about a vampire school, which is remarkably like a midtown Tulsa school. No kidding, she told her friend. You can recognize places in Utica Square. She was talking about the series House of Night by the Tulsa mother-daughter team PC Cast and Kristen Cast. It's a very popular vampire series for young adults. Now, it's not to be confused with the vampire series about a vampire academy set in Montana. That's by Rachel Mead. Yet another Tulsa vampire author is Michelle Bardsley, whose books take place in a town called not Broken Arrow, but Broken Heart, Oklahoma. Isn't that the perfect name for a home of a vampire? Yet very few authors can equal the popularity of Stephanie Myers, the Mormon mother of three, whose series about a vampire boyfriend have sold some 25 million copies and has just been released as the movie Twilight. Dedicated vampire aficionados may remember the 1979 German children's book titled The Little Vampire. That author, Angela Summer Bodenberg, said her child vampire wasn't a monster at all, but a lovable little vampire with fears and foibles of his own. So I thought about the current vampire fad, which is most popular in America. And in the old movies, vampires could shapeshift into wolves and bats. And I wondered if anybody has combined Americans' love of vampires with our love of our pets and created a vampire kitty or puppy. I checked, and sure enough, there's a 10-inch vampire talking toy dog. Squeeze it, and it says, "I've come to suck your blood."